How many of you are liking the new format? Okay. 3, 4, 5, maybe. I like change. I like the spontaneity of the spirit. I don't like things rigid, set, and the same. That's so boring. God is not boring. Hallelujah. He is an exciting, his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness, hallelujah, and he's fresh. He's fresh every day for you, hallelujah. I want to share a word this morning since we've been preaching on the kingdom of God and the aspect of praise. I want to speak on Hosanna in the highest. In fact, why don't you just say that this morning, Hosanna in the highest, hallelujah. So let's go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. I will read the first 11 verses. I can hardly stand up here because of the presence of the Lord. Rich is flexing back there. Hallelujah. I'm so looking forward when I can't stand up here to bring the word and the word himself just manifests. Getting very close. Very close. Hallelujah. That's the difference when the glory comes. God doesn't need any human vessel. He just works it himself through his spirit. And everybody recognizes and he gets all the glory. Amen? So come, Holy Spirit, in all your glory. All right, verse 1. And when they came near to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sends for two of his disciples, and says unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied where never a man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, what are you doing this for? Say that the Lord has need of him, and straightway he will send him there. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what are you doing loosing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus has commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off of the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now the word Hosanna means this. It means to save, I pray. Please save and help and deliver in that word. So when you praise and you cry out Hosanna, you're saying to God, save, I pray. Please save, help, and deliver me. Hallelujah. How many need some help in here this morning? Hallelujah. How many need some children and family members and co-workers saved? How many need some help in making some decisions in their life that are major? Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. I'm going to kind of pick up the story in Luke's account here. Luke 19 and verse 38 through 40. Saying, blessed be the king that comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory. Glory in the highest. That's the day we're living in, where God is about to release his glory because he's the Most High, and it will be glory in the highest that the earth has never, ever seen before. Hallelujah. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto them, Master, rebuke your disciples. Folks get nervous when you begin to praise the Lord in the church. Folks get nervous when you start to manifest in the presence of the Lord, his goodness and his mercy, his joy unspeakable and full of glory. They don't know what to do. The more they try to repress it, the more they get excited because they're so filled with the Spirit and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Break out, Holy Spirit. Break out this morning in this place where everyone cries out, Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I wonder how many stones across America in the buildings and the churches are crying out above the voices of the people today. Because people come and they sit in the pews and they cross their arms and they look at their watch when we can get out of here. Hallelujah. So the stones have to take the praise that's due his name from the people. What a sad thing. What a sad thing. Hallelujah. But I don't know about you. I'm not going to be a stone. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be a dead beat. Hallelujah. I'm going to move my feet and do a beat. Amen. Hopefully I don't hurt myself, bro, doing those cartwheels. I was a little tweaked, but I'm all right. All right, let's go to Numbers chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20. Hallelujah. I want to read this story where a stone cried out because the people of Israel would not. Numbers chapter 20, starting with verse 1. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, to the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. And Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, Would to God that we had died with our brethren, where our brethren died before the Lord. Now that's a pretty miserable congregation. I'm serious. I wonder how many miserable congregations there are in America today and around the world. Too many. Thank God this is not a miserable place. This is a happy place. I said, this is a happy place. This is a happy place. Hallelujah. It's okay to crack a smile. You know, you use more muscles to smile than you do to frown. Did you know that? Hallelujah. So turn to your neighbor and smile. And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have you made us to come out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed or figs or vines. Now remember this. Let me read that again. It is no place of seeds or figs or vines or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them, to them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take your rod and gather the assembly together, you and Aaron your brother, and speak unto the rock. Now here's a rock. Now what's going to cry out if you don't cry out? Rocks and stones, right? And speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock, so shall the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and with his rod smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. The Lord said unto Moses and to Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring the congregation into the land which I've given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was not sanctified in them. Or he was sanctified in them. So here's the story. God brings the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they whine and they murmur and they complain before the Lord instead of giving him Hosanna in the highest. And now a rock itself has to cry out and gush out tears of sorrow to give drink to the children of Israel because it's robbing the glory due his name. This word Meribah means to strive, contend, complain physically with hands. Well, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't think you should do this in the church, and I think your worship goes too long, and that preacher up there, he's a nutcase. I don't think he should be up there. I'll point to me in that one. But Paul said this in the New Testament, if we're beside ourselves, if we're insane, if we're crazy, if we're a nutcase, it's to God. It's to him. And if we're in our right mind, it's for your sake. So thank God that for right now, I'm in my right mind for your sake. But at the end of the message, I can't guarantee that when I close what's coming. Hallelujah. So prepare yourself. Psalm 98:8 says this, let the floods clap their hands and let the hills be joyful together. See, all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God so they don't have to do our job. Because for the most part, I think they're doing our job around the world. But they're not going to do that job here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We're going to praise the Lord and cry out Hosanna in the highest until every soul in this city comes to know Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, 11 and 12. So shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth, say your mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I have sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Come on. All of creation is waiting for your praise. Don't let creation do your job. Hallelujah. Psalm 149. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints, praise ye the Lord. Well, what is the two-edged sword? Hallelujah. The one edge is the word to cut through everything that stands in opposition against your life. And the other part of the sword is Hosanna in the highest to bring judgment upon all those that are bound in captivity on the powers of darkness, not the people. Hallelujah. So when you praise God, one sword goes out one way and the other one goes out the other way. One feeds the church and one brings the church in. Hallelujah. Two-edged sword. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick. Everybody say quick. And powerful. Say powerful. And sharper. Say sharper. Than any what? Two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We are coming into the day and the hour where the two-edged sword will go forth out of your mouth and it will cut through everything that is deception and a lie in the world. When you're talking to someone and they're not being truthful and honest, the two-edged sword will cut between soul and spirit and give you the right answer. There is so much deception that's been unleashed from hell in this nation and around this world that people are calling good evil and evil good, and people don't know what the truth is anymore because it's fallen in the streets and the rocks and the trees are crying out instead of the people of God. But that's all about to change. I said that's all about to change. You may be the only voice crying in the wilderness, so cry out, Hosanna in the highest. Watch what happens. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 18. Psalms chapter 18. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but thanks for trying to keep up, my man. You know, God's got everything together. I don't. Even my verses, hallelujah. You just got to go with the Spirit like Phillips 76 or whatever gas station that was. Go with the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord also thundered in the heavens and the highest gave his voice. What happens now? Hailstones and coals of fire. What else? Yes, he sent out arrows and scattered them and shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen and the foundations of the world were discovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. Now listen, this is what happens when you cry Hosanna in the highest. He sent from above, he took me and he drew me out of many waters. I don't know what waters you feel that you are drowning or growing to drown today, but when you cry out Hosanna in the highest, God begins to draw you out. Draw you out. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies. Anybody got some strong enemies that they're in battle with today? I don't know about you, but I found out the closer you press into the kingdom, the harder the devil presses against you. And I heard this man say one time, if you're not running constantly into the devil, you're going the same direction as he is. If hell ain't assaulting you, there's something wrong with what you're doing. If you ain't got no conflict or battle or warfare, you better check your spirituality gauge. Because the more you press, the more you will be pressed. Hallelujah. But greater is he. It's a good sign you're on the right track. Hallelujah. The Amtrak. I like that train because that thing moves. It don't chugga, chugga, chugga. It's phew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For they were too strong for me. Hallelujah. God is your strength and power, and he makes your way perfect, church. and everything. You never have to lose a battle. You never have to lose a battle. He is victorious, always. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. We're talking about praise in the kingdom. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the shofar. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Did I leave something out? Did God leave something out? Hallelujah. No, everything praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 50 and verse 23. Whoso offer praise, God said, glorifies me. However you praise him, you bring glory to his name. So the more you praise him, the more he's. The less you praise him, the less he's. And to him that orders his conversation or life right, will I show the salvation of God. Hosanna, please save us. When your conversation and your conduct as a Christian is right, people will begin to cry out in the world, please save us, Jesus. That's what they're waiting for. The problem is, our conversation and conduct is so much like the world that they're in confusion. They think Buddha's the way. They think Muhammad is the way. They think Confucius is the way. No, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the only life. There is no other way to the Father but through him. Your way is the wrong way. He's the right way. So order your conversation, your conduct, your praise right, and the lost will come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 71 and verse 8. Psalm 71 and verse 8 and verse 14. The psalmist says this, let my mouth be filled. Everybody say filled. With your praise and your honor all the day. It's not all the day always with me. But it needs to be. Hallelujah. Because when it's filled all day, then you're filled with God all day. You have a hard time reacting in the flesh because you're so filled. Hallelujah. But I will hope continually. Say that. I will hope continually. See, this is an act of the will. It's got nothing to do with your circumstances or your trials or your troubles. It's an act of the will. And will yet praise you more and more. What are you saying, God? The harder it gets, you want me to praise you more? And I can't feel you. I can't see you. I don't know what to do. That's what he's saying. Exactly do. Praise me more. Hallelujah. Increase your faith. Just keep praising me. Acts 16. This is what's going to happen when you praise him more and more. Hallelujah, not less and less. Acts 16, 23, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, Paul and Silas, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Man, I would not want to be that guy with that job. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into maximum security, inner prison, and made their feet fast in the chains. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Not only did they pray, they sang, "Hosanna in the highest. Please save us. Help and deliver us unto God." And who heard them? The lost prisoners heard them. What is that sound coming out of your lips? And suddenly, everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
There was a great earthquake. Just keep praising them. The earthquake's coming. I don't care how much wrath of hell is coming against you. The very kingdom of darkness is going to crumble and fall at the earthquake of God. And they don't know when it's going to hit. And it'll be off the scale. Hallelujah. And so the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. Were most of the doors open? Were some of them open? Or were all the doors open? All the doors you're praying for, all the doors you're travailing for, all the doors you're believing for, all the doors you're waiting for are all going to be opened when you praise him, Hosanna in the highest, more and more. You want more doors open? Praise him more and more. I don't want some doors open in my life. I want them all open for God. I want the best deals in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I want direct access to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Executive access in the kingdom. And everyone's chains fell off. Everyone's chains fell off. Everyone's chains fell off. That's the power of praise. Hallelujah. Psalm 57. No, sorry. Psalm 7 and verse 10. Psalm. Now, this is interesting because at the top of some of your Bibles, it'll use this phrase, a shigion. And I know I'm not pronouncing it right, but that's kind of the English understanding. A shigion upon the whatever set to music. Okay? Very interesting Hebrew word that takes praise to a whole nother level. The psalmist says, my defense is of God. You don't need to defend yourself. God is your defense. You don't need to stand up for yourself. God is your defense. You don't need to vindicate yourself. God is your defense. You don't need to work it out for yourself and try to figure it out. God is your defense, which saves the upright in heart. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Hosanna in the highest. Okay, now let's go to Habakkuk chapter 3. To understand Shigion. Oh, that's a good word. Gary, I heard not too long ago in worship was crying out Shigionoth. Shigionoth. So I started doing that. I can't explain what happens when I do it, but something happens. Hallelujah. Let me explain it to you. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 1. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. Do you know what Shigionoth means in the Hebrew? It means wild, ecstatic, frenzied, drunken, with the new wine, undignified worship. All the things he loves. Remember the story where David danced before the Ark of the Covenant coming into Jerusalem? David was Shigionothin. He was Shigionoth. And his wife looked out the window and murmured and complained against him because of his Shigionoth, his wild, ecstatic, frenzy, drunken, undignified worship before the Lord. And what happened to her? She was barren the rest of her life. I wonder how many are barren in the church because they're so critical of your worship. I wonder how many are barren in the church because of your Shigionoth worship before God. Well, brother, you're just a little too free there. Okay, you got me. I did 3 cartwheels last week, and my shirt flew up, so you probably saw my almost six-pack that does exist. But I did not walk around naked like Isaiah did, the prophet. That's a good thing. What you do unto the Lord is unto the Lord. Now, yeah, if your clothes are flying off or something, then there's you need to be kind of corrected there in love. Too many in the church are barren because religious people have stopped their Shigionoth. Well, you can take your and go to hell. How's that? Because I was created to cry out, Hosanna in the highest. And that's what basically Jesus taught the Pharisees. He said to them, you scribes and lawyers, you have the key of knowledge. You won't enter in. And when someone bucks a move in Shigionoth, you want to keep them bound. You make yourself twice more the child of damnation than the world. God takes it very personally when you worship him in spirit and truth, however you do that. If you sit there in quiet reverence, he's glorified. If you get up here and you move with everything that's within you, he's glorified. I think it's time for the church to loosen up. I think it's time for the church to bust a move in the Holy Ghost. I never was a dancer in the natural, but I sure hope I can bust a move like Travolta someday in the church with some rhythm. I hate religious spirits. And when one manifests around me, I become all the more obnoxious on purpose. Warning. warning, this man will manifest and be obnoxious in your service if you try to shut him down. I can take correction, but I will not take it from the devil when I worship the Lord. Hallelujah. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. Now listen to what he's saying. And there shall be no herd in the stalls. This guy is going through something. He sees his nation going through something. He sees judgment upon his nation that's coming. Sounds like our nation today. He's seeing all this happening. He's not feeling any kind of wild, frenzied, ecstatic emotion here. He's not feeling any emotion at all. But instead of becoming depressed and despondent and mourning and complaining, what's wrong with my country? What's wrong with the leadership? He says this, yet I will rejoice, I will rejoice, I will set my will to rejoice more and more in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my string instruments, Shiganoff. Hallelujah. Now I want to read something to you before I close. And I want you to write this down, okay? If you can. If we got on the screen, I want you to write this down because someone sent me this word and I put it in my quick memo to save. And I really believe it is a rhema word from the Spirit for you today. Okay? Now listen. We can set our will against doubt. You can set your will against doubt. And when we stand firm and refuse to doubt, doesn't matter what's going on in your life right now. It doesn't matter what's coming against you. It doesn't matter what's going on in the nation right now or coming against the nation or the world. When you stand firm and refuse to doubt, the Holy Spirit will come to your aid and give you the faith of God to believe. When Jesus said in the Gospels, have faith in God, rightly translated, he was saying, have the faith of God. Not just your faith, the faith of God. Let us refuse to be discouraged. Let us refuse to be unhappy. Let us count it all joy. Listen, when we cannot feel one emotion of happiness. You may not be happy right now with what's going on. You may not feel like praising the Lord. You may not feel like crying out, Hosanna in the highest. You may feel dead with no emotion. But let us rejoice by faith, by resolution, and by reckoning. It's a reckoning time, I reckon. I got spurs that go jingle, jingle, jingle. My wife just put her head down. You know what those spurs are for? Riding the horse of the Holy Ghost and kicking demons in the head, singing, I will rejoice and cry Hosanna in the highest. Vring. I got spurs that go jingle, jingle, jingle. The The joy of the Lord is my strength, and it's yours too. Anytime you need it, by faith. Let us rejoice by faith, by resolution, and by reckoning. And we shall surely find that God will make the reckoning real. Last verse this morning, Psalm 57:7. The psalmist says this, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed in faith. I will sing and give praise. Hosanna in the highest. So as we go into our worship time now, fix your heart by faith to praise the Lord. Bring him an offering of praise, a sacrifice of joy, and your offering, by the way, in the baskets. There'll be no ushers. Hallelujah. It's time for you to outdo and me outdo the stones and the trees and all of hell's floods that come against us every day. And it's time for the world to hear, Hosanna in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. God bless you, worship team. Hallelujah.